Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Now we need to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Matier.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. California's high-speed rail project may be taking a detour, so to speak. Governor Newsom was in Kern County to drive in a ceremonial spike marking the beginning of work laying a 22-mile stretch of track in the Central Valley. But he says he's working on a plan to connect the project with a private-run high-speed service to connect Southern California with Vegas. All right, Phil, the Trump administration soon taking over, as you know. The state could lose federal funding for the project. How is the governor remaining so confident this is going to get done?
Well, you know, part of, you know, getting it done is remaining confident. I'm not sure in his heart of hearts how he's doing it, but publicly he's putting the face on and he's going back to Washington, or his people are. I'm not sure what he's doing with the fires. He was scheduled to go back to Washington and try to get money out of the Biden administration before they close the checkbook forever. So he's trying to get about an $18 billion loan. That looks like it could come through, but we're going to need about $100 billion in order to build this railway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. But that's a long ways away. And right now they're still working on that 119-mile stretch between Merced and Bakersfield. But there is a private company that is going gangbusters with a high-speed rail between the Los Angeles area and Las Vegas. And they are probably going to have that thing up and running in the next couple of years. And Newsom is trying to capitalize that, saying, hey, we can add an extra couple of miles and try to maybe connect with that and make that this big part of a high-speed rail that goes from Vegas to Los Angeles and then up to San Francisco.
I mean, did he just come up with this? I mean, all of a sudden we're hearing, okay, now we're going to connect it to the train that goes to Las Vegas. Doesn't he need to run it by somebody or go through a committee? I mean, it seems kind of sudden.
Oh, no, it is. It is. But it's funny, Patty, because you have sudden announcements and then you have this whole high speed rail thing has been going at such a snail's pace. I've lost track of how many years late this has been. I know it's $100 billion more than they thought it was going to be. What he's trying to do is get the interest. Look, if he gets a private line going between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, that could prove that high-speed rail might work. And I think they have the ridership for it. There's a good chance they do. That's a market. That's a market people want. The other thing is, when you cross that line between Nevada and California, you add a second state to maybe pushing for your project to be completed as well, and he needs all the votes he can get. But it's going to be, you know, an uphill battle, to say the least, because not only does the Trump administration want it to stop the Central Valley leg of this high-speed rail, but even California's Republican delegation wants it to stop. So he's pushing against a lot of things. But like I said, what are the odds? Who knows? It's Vegas odds. But Vegas is a lot more doable and a lot more attractive right now than Bakersfield. And I was thinking, even if they do hook it up, who's going to be going from Bakersfield to Los Angeles to Las Vegas? That seems a long way around, doesn't it?
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.